Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Thank you for joining us coast to coast, This Week in America, online, thisweekinamerica.us. Sammy and Susie Visit the Seaside is the first in a series of phonics-focused storybooks from author Gloria Evely. It uses a fun narrative and a cast of delightful characters to introduce readers to the S sound and the words that contain that sound. Sammy and Susie love to visit Auntie Sarah and Uncle Stephen at the seaside. While there, they discover many interesting things and do many fun activities. Their story makes for an engaging and stimulating way of using the sounds of single and combined letters of the alphabet to enable effective literacy teaching and learning. Gloria made up stories for her children when they were small, still loves to do the same for her youngest grandchild. Now, she originally wrote her phonics-focused storybooks for her sister to use with small children who attended her phonics classes. Gloria, now retired, was a scientist and then a qualified social worker, manager, and owner of her own social care business. She enjoys arts, reading, crafts, doing volunteer work for her local community. She chairs the local parish council in the village where she now lives on the southern coast of England. The author of Sammy and Susie Visit the Seaside and other phonics storybooks for young children, Gloria Evely, joining us from the United Kingdom on This Week in America. Gloria, welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us.
Thank you, Rick. Thank you. It's nice to be there.
I mentioned all of your background there. Did you ever think successful author would be part of it as well? It seems like this is something that sort of came upon you.
No, I never thought that. Strangely enough, I had to do a lot of writing, but of course, it was things like policy writing and that sort of stuff when I was working. But I always wanted to write a book. I wanted to write a social history book, strangely, because I worked with older people for quite some time, and I found the stories they had to tell really interesting, and used to write them down, and they'd bring in their photos, and I learned a lot that way, and now I'm one of them.
Yeah, I am too. You could be telling my story as well if you're in the seniors category. Is that something you're working on down the line, is to resume on that?
Say that again, sorry.
Yeah, will you do that eventually? Is that a book that you'd still like to write at some point?
Do you know, I never published them, but I wrote about three of them.
Ah, very good.
But they got lost. Unfortunately, they got lost. It was in the early days of computers, and they got lost during a house move. Somehow, a bag of stuff that I wanted to keep got chucked out. And it was so sad. I've regretted that happening ever since.
Yes, I can believe that. I'm sure a lot of work and love went into that. That would have been interesting to see that. You know, I mentioned in the background how this whole started, this phonics-based series that you've got going. It started off as what stories that you used to tell the kids, we've all done that. When did that go from just storytelling to maybe phonics-based, and then the idea that, hey, this is a good idea for a book here?
Yeah, well, it went. Well, what happened, my younger sister, she was running a phonics class for four-year-olds, just preschool, and helping them to start learning to read before they actually got to school. And then they found that they would learn to read more easily once they got there. And she decided to start a new venture, and it was for two-and-a-half-year-olds. To four-year-olds with their families, well, with their parent, their carer, and she was focusing on a different phonics sound each week, and she would have little groups of children doing different activities. So one group would play a game, one group would draw or make some sort of picture, and one group would taste food beginning with that letter, and so on. And so I said to her, having been not retired that long, how about you had one group with a story read to them? I'm happy to write you the stories. And so she said, yes, please. And she would help me think of the ideas, and we wrote these stories. Well, I wrote them, and she helped me think of the ideas, and we would put the book together in as professional a way as we could and bind it. And each week the children heard a particular story, depending on the letter that was based on. And then the parents started to ask if they could buy them so that they could sort of consolidate that sound with the children during the week until the next visit. And then that kept happening, and we were giving the money to a charity. And then we thought, well, do you know, we may be able to get these published and make them look more professional. And that's where it started. And 24 books later...
I was going to say, I was counting them, and I was a couple of short since I started preparing for the show. You've actually written a couple more books. And the book we're talking about, and we'll talk about it specifically here in a minute, is Sammy and Susie Visit the Seaside. Our guest is Gloria Eveleigh. That's E-V-E-L-E-I-G-H. You can get information on the book by going to bookventure.com in the bookstore. You can link onto our website, thisweekinamerica.us, and find links to the information. Gloria also has her own website, Gloria Eveleigh Phonics Storybooks for Small Children.com. And again, that's a lot if you're driving to remember. You that will be listed on our website. You can just go there and link on and go directly. Also, Facebook, The Sound of Phonics is where you'll find Gloria there as well. You know, what's interesting as I'm looking into this, that poor language skills, if kids have, and this has been proven, if they have poor language skills starting school, they're really behind the eight ball from the very beginning, aren't they? So this, what you're teaching is entertaining, and it's really important for the children.
Yes, it is. And it's also a good bonding process for parents and children when their children are very little, because from the age of 2 to 2.5, they start to like having stories read to them and looking at the pictures. So the pictures I've made very colourful, and gradually the children, because the letter that they're looking at or the group of letters is emboldened throughout the book, that helps the children to start to notice the shape of the letter, and their parents can get them to repeat the sound after them. So without even realising they're learning, they do, and they love the story and they engage with that because it's something that they love. The seaside. Most children love going to the seaside and playing on the sand, etc., like Sammy and Susie.
Well, yes, and that's the basic story in Sammy and Susie Visit the Seaside, and all of your books are beautifully illustrated. Talk about that. That's another talent that you have in making these. The story comes to life as you're looking at the pictures in the books.
Well, I always loved art, but in my day, you could either do science or art. And if you were good at both, hard luck, you had to choose one. And I chose science at the time, so I became a research metallurgist. But I've loved anything artistic all of my life. Well, doing illustration on computer is easy. You buy two parts near to the sort of things that you want, and you play with them, and it's great. I love it. It's
yes.
A bit like doing a jigsaw puzzle. So I thoroughly enjoy that bit of it. In fact, probably more than the writing, to be honest with you.
Well, you know, as you put this story together, it's phonics-based, and that's the main purpose, I would say, of the storybook. But there's so many other lessons in there as well. As you sit down, for example, with Sammy and Susie Visit the Seaside, how did you go about putting this story together, and not just using S words, but really telling a story so as the children are reading, they're entertained, but they're learning something as well?
Well, I think, I kind of think of a little moral behind it. And one of the things that I've always thought is that if you've got a goal in your mind, you will achieve it. Now, I've always lived my life that way, or at least since I've grown up, I've lived that life my way, that way. And I thought, well, if the children want to learn to swim, this whole story will lead them up to that point where they can learn to swim. So there's kind of that little moral behind it. Determination, have a goal, go for it, and you'll achieve it. And that's what I've done with all my books. They've all got a little moral.
Well, yes, and I'm reading the titles here, and Lazy Susan Gets Left Out is a new one. Elaine Never Listens. So each of these, you're and again, it's focus-based, but there's a lesson as children are reading this. You're not beating them over the head with it, but there's a lesson they're going to take away when they finish the book.
And kind of, they don't even realise that.
Yes.
don't even realise it. It's just a fun story for them. And they're not only learning, they're sort of starting on the journey towards reading, but they're also learning some life lessons as well. And enjoying their time with their parents and them being able to read their books to their parents. I mean, it's sort of win-win, really.
Well, talk about the importance of a parent reading a book to a child, which you did in the class that your sister had, and what you just said, having the child read the book back to the parent. That interaction, that's a whole lot different, isn't it, than just sending a kid off in the corner and letting him try to learn something and to create some amusement for himself, but that interaction.
That is time with your parents, one-to-one time with your parents is invaluable. And then when you go to school, the teachers as well can use those books to teach the children or consolidate their learning, and the children can bring them home in their, I mean, in England we have like take-home bags, so they take a book home with them and then read it to their parents again. So these books are kind of really long-lasting, you know, because you start off from a little babe at 2.5-ish, and you go on till a child actually learns to read fluently, and that varies, obviously, according to the child, but, you know, 9-ish, they're probably reading reasonably fluent, and most children. So the books just will last for that amount of time, and then can be passed on to the next child and the next child. So
exactly. You could pass the book down just like you do clothing, pass the books
Absolutely.
Down, and the next child coming up is going to enjoy it just as much as the first one. The specific book...
You don't have to wash an iron books either, like you do clothes.
Well, yes, exactly. It makes so much sense. The one book we're talking about, Sammy and Susie Visit the Seaside, that's just one of many books written by our guest, Gloria Eveleigh. That's Eveleigh. You'll find the books available, of course, at the usual places, Amazon specifically. You can go to bookventure.com in the bookstore and find it. You can go to Gloria's page, which is Gloria Eveleigh Phonics Storybooks for Small Children.com. You can link onto that directly by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. And her Facebook page is the Sound of Phonics. In reading the reviews, and they've been very well accepted, very nicely reviewed, it talks about like its simplicity. And that's really sort of the beauty. When you're writing that, is it difficult sometimes to like, okay, this is not a novel for adults. I'm not up for a Pulitzer Prize with this. I just want to keep it simple so the kids can relate to it. That's really a key, isn't it?
It is. And I'm using words that have got a small number of syllables in. So obviously, as you go on through the series, you can increase the difficulty of the words. But basically... they've not got to be too difficult. They've got to be simple, easy to spell out using the phonics words, phonics as you're learning to read. And that's it, simplicity. And I'm quite simple in that way, really. I find that easy to do.
Well, you know, when you think about it, it may be more difficult to do simple, isn't it? We just throw a bunch of words out there, and you got to go back and sort of like break it down using a minimal number of words to get the same point across.
It's a skill, and I've got better at it as I've gone along, I think. But I've had people look and give me feedback on them. You know, my sister gave me lots of feedback, and she's very experienced at working with little children, so that was invaluable too. Some people have bought them. They've come to book readings, and I've had feedback from, I've been to hundreds of nurseries in my area, and the feedback's all been good because the children have been engaged and participated in the story. In fact, they like to act the story out with you. So, for instance, if I'm reading Sammy and Susie to them, they're making pretend sandcastles and they're swimming in the sea, and it's lovely. It's just lovely to see it. You know, when you get to my age and that time's passed with your own children, and even my youngest grandchild now is growing up, but it's lovely to go to nursery schools and read to them and have that experience all over again. I love it.
Well, yeah, what a great research group. You can actually see the looks on their faces and see the engagement when you're talking to them and they're enjoying the story. What better feedback than the faces and the reaction of these young people?
It's really good feedback, you know.
I mentioned, what did you say, you have 24 books, or did you write one since we've been on the program here? Because you really, you got to keep up with Gloria.
I, You see, there are 72 books in the series of phonics. I use the Jolly Phonics system, and they have 72 different sounds that children have to learn before they can read fluently. Now, that's a mammoth task. That's a lot of sounds. They've separated it into seven groups of six, so 42 books, isn't it? So I've only done four groups of six. I've got the rest to go yet. But I'm having a break from that at the moment. I'm writing a grown-up book.
Well, yeah, and let's talk about that. A couple minutes left in the program. This is a book that's very close to you, isn't it? And here's a book what you're doing now with the phonics-based books are going to change, will change the lives of young people, getting them prepared for going into school. You're touching people in a different way, adults. Talk a little bit about the book you're working on now.
As a child, I was abused by my father and mother, and so were my two sisters and my brother. And I have managed to overcome that with counselling, etc. That's part of why I kind of have goals in my life. And my goal has always been to turn around that negative experience and make it a positive experience for somebody else or some other people. And so there are, especially of late, we're discovering just how many adults were victims of childhood abuse. And so I thought I would write my story down, a novel based on my childhood experiences. That will help other people who have gone through it or even are going through it or even people working with those people to get an insight into what it's like and give them hope that they can turn their lives around and make it all come good. And that's what's motivated me. But I couldn't write a novel. I didn't know how to. So I joined an online course and been learning as I've gone along. And it's been fantastic.
You know, it's interesting because it's a heartbreaking story, yet as you say, you offer that thread of hope as well as tried and tested recovery process that's in the book. So the book is, again, in story form, but it's reaching out and helping people. This will be an inspiration to people once it's published and gets in the hands of people who really could use this.
I think there's a lot of people who could use it and a lot of professionals who would benefit by it as well. So I'm offering myself to go out and do free talks. When I was employed, I'm a really experienced sort of keynote speaker, quite a passionate speaker. And so I thought I can actually use my story and go out and talk at events that professionals and people who have been abused, etc., hold and help them in some way through my book to actually, learn to recover. So I'm hoping that I should be out there soon giving all these talks once I've got the word out.
Yes. Well, you'll be touching many people. And if you go to Gloria's website, in fact, there's a separate website for that. And again, this is listed on our website, Gloria Evely. And Evely is Eveleigh, author.co.uk. She lives in the United Kingdom. That's the specific website for the book. And you can get all that information at our website. I'll give you all of that again here in a second. But the wide variety of books and topics that you talk about, we're mentioning Sammy and Susie Visit the Seashore, some others, Rory Runs Away, Jack's Temper Tantrums, Edmund the Excitable Elephant. I mean, everything has an issue besides, again, phonics-based. It's got an issue that really is either impacting a child's life now or will very soon.
I suppose I've got this thing inside me. I've always wanted to help people, just a natural thing. I don't know where it came from, but I have always wanted to help people. That's why I trained to be a social worker and changed my career halfway through, because I was a scientist, research scientist, a very insular, an insular job. The reason I chose that role was because I had little confidence after my childhood experiences. And then I decided to change my role. I went into social services, and from there I trained in management, And then I trained as a social worker. I wasn't a social worker till I was about 50, I think. And I just had this need to help people. And even when I retired, I then opened my own business and was still wanting to help people. It's nothing to do with me being good or anything. It's just a passion I have in me.
Yeah, I say retired. Yeah. It's really not retirement, is it? You just sort of made a career swap, a change here towards the end. Yeah, it's not really a retirement. I get the feeling you're probably working as much now, if not more so, than when you actually were.
I think probably more so. But then I think all the time I'm keeping myself busy and my mind busy, then I'll live longer. And I'm determined to live to 100 and something.
Well, I wish you the best with that, and I hope when you hit 100 that we can celebrate by you being a guest on my program, and I'll probably be real close to that as well, so that's something we can plan for. The specific book we've talked about on the program today, Sammy and Susie Visit the Seaside, Phonics Focus Series of Short Stories, Gloria Evely, our guest, E-V-E-L-E-I-G-H. You'll get the information at bookventure.com in the bookstore. You can link on for all of the information at our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Gloria's website for the phonics books, Gloria Evely Phonics Storybooks for Small Children.com. And for the novel she's talking about, Gloria Evely Author.co.uk. I've given you a whole lot there, but all of that's listed, and you can link on directly by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Gloria, this has been fun. I've really enjoyed having the chance to talk with you. Love what you're doing with not only the phonics-based books, but the novel as well. Hopefully we can talk about that when that's published. Thank you for being with us on the program.
I've enjoyed it. Thanks for inviting me, Rick.
You're welcome. And once again, our guest, Gloria Evely, E-V-E-L-E-I-G-H. Information on Gloria's books at our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Today's show continues after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.